una del poet fotògraf. Fotògrafos en poesia. Estava una del poet, que és el fotògraf, like a lot of poets.
But I came to take some pictures.
Yeah, I can imagine you didn't come for the glasses.
No, we can get
somebody
sick. No, you cannot. Because Vera didn't say if she could come with the bells to make the thing in between, I brought my little one.
Nice.
Because she said that she possibly could come with the bells that we could use. I said, okay, if she's not coming, my little one is very powerful.
Oh, wow.
Well, every person needs a glass.
Okay. Yes, we don't share the glass. We became Indians now.
Yeah, a glass of rum.
In Argentina, we use the mate. 30 people, but you know, in India, you don't share. Okay. Now, welcome to the club, Jill.
Oh, miss.
I didn't know that you did poetry.
Yeah, I know. I haven't written anything for a long time, but I have from the past, and I just felt. After good. I started to look, I wanted to bring...
Good.
Yeah.
Because I know that some people write, but poetry is something special. A lot of people write, but they don't poetry, no?
Oh, yes.
And I knew that they were, eh? I think, okay. Mm-hmm. Anu said that she would send things. I said, well, she came. You came from that. No. Manoj, how did you... Because if I don't need to go out, I prefer to be sitting.
Yeah, I get some more glasses, no?
Yeah, I asked him.
Oh, yeah, she, I think he's going to bring it, no? I hope so. He's sitting there, no? Selvaraj?
Selvam, his name is.
Selva, nice.
Selvam.
Yeah, I know that it's Selvam. I don't know why I call him Selvam. Selvam.
Okay.
Selvam. Selvam. No,
Selvam.
He promised that he would prepare something for giving to the people.
That exists.
Spiritual atmosphere and protection. It's the two things that I have behind my house, is what it's a good thing. Jill, could you ask the people to come here? Thank you.
Can I get everybody's names for the radio?
Yes.
Your name is Anandi?
Anandi.
I'm Ireno.
Ireno.
I'm not a poet.
He's the poetry of images.
I am a poet in a way.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, you're a poet in pictures?
He's a poet, yeah, of course. He's a poet. Jill was sitting there.
Yeah. Oh, pictures can
surely.
Be very poetic.
Surely. Surely, yeah, I'm sure you do. This is Manohar.
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 Ratna.
Ratna.
Not a poet either.
What's your name?
Ratna.
R-A-T-N-A?
Yes. No T-H.
This is a poet.
What is your name?
Roger.
Roger.
What is your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, where are you from?
I'm from California.
You're a California girl.
Yeah.
No, no, no. La primera salida. La salida.
Celestine.
See?
What are you doing, writing an article about this?
No, I'm recording for the radio.
Oh, for the Orville radio. Yeah. Good luck. The Rumorsville radio, yeah. My nickname for Orville is Rumorsville.
Rumorsville.
Radio.
Las chicas sí porque van a cantar. Las rusas. Pero bueno, también sería bueno que participar.
Ah, could you point
some? Ya lo saben, que se
ya lo saben que estáis aquí.
Right. Y deben estar practicando. Ya practicen.
Yes.
Thanks. Has to be.
Have you listened to them before?
I grew up in New York.
No?
I'm still growing up. I started there.
Manohar, have you listened to the Russian girls singing?
No.
And I said, this month, poems can have wings. Because what is songs? They're poetry.
Mm-hmm. What's in a nice tango, California gal tango, like for you do it at a place like this?
You have some amazing
the old
letters in tango.
I like
Orville.
So I was well tuned.
Para, quieta.
Uy, perdón.
Hey, Nandi.
No sabía que estaba conmigo. Pensé que estaba con las cosas. Perdón. Today's full moon.
Yes.
And 3 days on bed like that.
Okay. Not today, tonight is full moon.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Today is today. In the evening time, Roger Harris.
Want to bring some more water?
Yes.
Is it today?
Pensé que le iban a poner un poquito de limón, che. Qué tacañería. Me dijo este chico que sí que iban a poner.
I came prepared.
No, pero no.
It's more for the road.
Déjalo ahí, déjalo ahí.
No, ponemos más agua y limoncito.
A mí me parece.
Arte abstracta.
Yo le mandé un mail a Marta.
No, wait, before you go, give me some. Thirsty water.
Before you go.
Before you go. Thank you. Orzata.
Thank you.
Give me one for the road.
Orzata caffeina,
Orzata. Yeah, it's amazing because we would like Krishna to read some.
Say anything.
Yeah, stronger, much stronger.
Yeah, it will be very strong. Be careful.
Oh, that's warm.
With lemon?
It's warm, yes.
With lemon?
No, with coffee.
It's homeopathic coffee.
Homeopathic coffee. It's all water, just a smell of coffee.
Just, yeah.
Foam of coffee.
Yeah.
So, Anandi. I brought to you something special.
Really?
Yes, because you said you were saying now that you wanted to do music, and I brought you a Neapolitan poem, which has also been used as a song. So
yeah.
I cannot sing it, but I can read
but
it.
But we can.
No.
No, it's not like that.
It's very nice. It's a very nice.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, in songs, there are amazing, beautiful poems. You know.
Sei italiano?
In italiano, yes.
Yeah. Da dove? Napoli?
Da Napoli.
Cioè, Napoli.
Viva la Roma!
Viva la Roma. We wait a little more for Krishna.
Prima era abbonato alla curva sud, il massimo di Roma-Napoli era...
La curva sud.
Roma, dai lupi, sono finiti i tempi.
Tempi cupi, forza Roma, forza lupi, sono finiti i tempi cupi.
Roma-Napoli, il pugilato cominciava 2 ore prima della partita.
This sounds football, no, to me?
Yeah.
It's the same in all the countries, it sounds football to me. Yeah, it was football.
Forza Roma, forza lupi, sono finiti i tempi cupi.
I tempi cupi,
The football. Okay, Celestine de Dugan poem?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
I would say just 5 minutes more to wait for Krishna because we wanted to start.
Who's Krishna?
Krishna is an Indian. She was. You were not here last time.
Is my Led Zeppelin guitarist?
No,
she's from
Krishna
the north.
Of Marco.
Who works with Marco and Liliana?
Yes, yeah. That Krishna.
I didn't know.
Krishna.
Krishna.
That's cold or warm as well? Ah, that's cold.
Krishna, German boyfriend who does.
She's not. She doesn't read poetry. She doesn't write, but she likes to read. And the other day we were doing together, me in Spanish, and she did my poems in English. And she's going to do the Russians, and if the Chinese come, she's going to do the Chinese. And if she comes, I write something last new moon. That was, I don't know if you remember the last new moon. It was amazing. It was like the horizon was red, and the moon was like that. With Venus, like in Islamic drawings, no?
It was not the full moon, it was the new moon.
New moon, no full moon is today. Yeah. No. Today's eclipse also. No a big one, but some eclipse also. Yeah. And, Jill, could you read this if it's good English? Because I have translated my poem in the English.
Okay. Yeah, you have a question mark, so you want to...
Islamic moon, about Islamic moon.
Ah, you say in English horns for the
crescent
moon?
Crescent moon, like a crescent moon.
Well, you know, I have the this like that, yes?
Yeah,
you say horns? No. How crescent. You could say that?
I mean, poetically you can say
anything.
Anything.
Mm. Yeah, also in Spanish you don't say the horns of the moon. But I feel that she went with the horns.
We have it poetic sounds, license.
It doesn't sound so horny.
No.
But I'm going to tell the girls, if they start singing, they come here, because if not, it's going
but
to...
But I told them that they don't want to move.
Huh?
I told them, but they don't want to move.
But
so
we
will have this in the background.
Okay, we have that as a background,
exactly.
So, as a playback.
I was kind of waiting for them, but if they don't want to move from there...
No.
It's okay. Okay, good. We have the music on the back. Okay.
Now you see also because around the table like this, there is a limited seats.
No, so but there we were thinking, but also where they are seeing is only them. Yeah. No,
it's
I mean, it's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
No, you know what is important from our meetings? This is not a show. It's not a show for the others. It's something that we share among themselves. If they are sharing this there and... happy like that, it's okay. No problem.
No, it's fine.
No, it's okay.
It's fine.
I would like to listen from my clothes, but if they want to do it like that.
It's nice this way also.
Huh? It's nice this way.
It's nice this way.
Plasticity.
Mm.
No? Yes, thank you. Okay, Jill, do you want to start?
Ooh.
I know.
Oh,
Roger, yes, he doesn't mind.
No, Jill has to start. Huh? I ordered Jill to start.
You ordered me to start.
She's so shy, Jill.
Excuse me.
By the way that the Americans treat themselves, you do now.
Okay, somebody has to start.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. This is from...
Oh, yeah.
I have to wait until...
Yeah.
We have to wait for coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're upstaging me.
So he started in the end.
He started. You started.
The poetic cough.
You scrape your glass on the table. Okay.
Good.
This is a very early collection of my poems. There are 5 sections to this. And I will read maybe from the first section, which is called Love. And when I look back at these poems that I wrote many, many years ago, I am sort of struck by the emotional life of this person who I was many, many years ago, both by the kind of sentiments and also by the sweetness and the hope and the also sadness sometimes, despair. So this section is called Love. And I will read you just a few from this. The first poem is called State of Grace, to J.M.W. The state of love is a state of grace. Sunstruck state, this state of grace, has fallen sunbeam soft across my face and thawed a smile gray gloomy winter thought he'd finally encased. A seedling promise of a love that to our unbelieving eyes has daily bloomed, with greed for life, impatient to break through, seeking gay golden carpets of ecstasy to ride, an exuberance for light no cloud can hide. Though in your arms this morning so quietly I'd lie, and bask beneath the sunbeams of your eyes, stirring only to enjoy the first light touch of love that blooms in the awakening of springtime of your sighs.
Mmm, wow.
I get goosebumps.
Yeah. You came back to that.
Springtime of the guy's sighs?
Yes, don't analyze poetry.
No. No, don't. Please, no. Poetry, no.
Okay, this is a poem. I mean, I read them as if I'm reading somebody else's poems, actually, because they're from such another time, another life.
How long they were?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you how long ago.
30 years ago.
Long time ago. This poem is called Hibiscus. Heathen with delight, that trembling drops a flower of dew of purple hue at sunset, its grace and song and softness tells, as if each blossom were an ingenue, and the morning light of first sweet kiss upon her tender brow of rose, her brow of widest meadow. Hibiscus. I'm touched with two poems that both use the word grace.
Yeah, I was wondering that, no? It's
interesting,
how we find in all things, yeah, things that we feel now.
Yes.
I read some, also things for very long time, and it's like I already knew what I'm living now.
Yeah,
here,
where
no?
You're going.
Yes,
yeah.
It's amazing. You knew. You surely knew.
It seems somehow there was something there.
Yeah.
A poem called I Fall in Love Again Every Day. I fall in love again every day. The waist of a love held tight in a whirl superbly spinning, or soft and slow as a farewell kiss. The bounce of a sudden madness seizing, or the lightest touch of two fingers meeting. And every night alone without you, caressing each moment of our day, that gentle as a child's silken ribbon, joyful as birds in the sky at play. These hours build a path to love we thought once we could only dream of.
So once upon a time you wrote about things called like love.
Yes. Yeah. And now I look back on my seeking after this love. It's very interesting for me to read. Again.
L'amor che muove il sole e le altre stelle.
Where?
Yeah. Dante.
Good poet, Dante.
Good poet, Dante.
Good. Yeah.
The best.
He defends himself.
Okay, I read two more.
Yeah, and I think we're going with another language.
Yes, these...
To change the English.
These are... a different kind of low poem. To my childhood, I think. The city... Girl. This is called City Heat. I would ask, why is it so hot? And all the children answering ran downstairs to the fire hydrant and under the water spilling into the gutter. The street sighing in relief. We cooled our feet. It was fun running in and through the streaming spray. We did not need sand. We wore our bathing suits to hide nothing.
Again, the heat.
The heat, yes. Yeah. And when you grow up in New York City, in Brooklyn, very often in the heat of the summer, people open the fire hydrants and all the kids run through the water. It's a way to cool off, no?
January in Buenos Aires is not better than this because the city gets, everything gets like burning, no? 1 month really terrible. I imagine in New York also, no? Summer in New York.
Steam rising.
Steam rising from
the street.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, the last one, is also dedicated to a fellow who I knew who was a sculptor, who sculpted in wood. It's called By My Hand. Of air, the elements light love swirl dove in a wind breath. Of water, moon's froth flood rising in a wash of heart's blood beat. Of fire, which warms awake cold bones or bursts old bones. Of earth, the mansod, from slime swinging then singing, this life worth telling in a song, like hope scrawled in a tree hollow. So it's not to be swallowed, we carve, hollowing bruise of a breathing tree, we mold, making bold clay, sweet-smelling and soft as a baby's skull. To be blessed like the crook in the book, take the rod passing out of God's hand, saying, by my hand, once again, that tree lives.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yes.
It has a special meaning, the crook in the book.
Huh?
Huh? You have to figure it out.
I always say that.
And which book? In which book was there a crook? Thank you for giving me the opportunity to read.
It's very going on. Yeah, you feel really happy. I think that it's good to read from a long time ago.
A long time.
We find ourselves in a different way, no?
Ah, yes.
That is the same. Hi, Krishna. We were trying to wait for you, but it was a kind of...
No. We started.
Yeah. Everybody was asking, this is Krishna.
Yeah, this is the Krishna
Well, I didn't know what was the Krishna that you were thinking. I'm not in your head.
I didn't know she was also a poet. She's many things.
No. She reads poetry.
She reads poetry,
and she reads very well. Yeah. Hola.
Hello.
Se han quedado las rosas por allá, pero bueno. Susana llegó también. Ay, cuidado, que tuve un accidente. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have something in Italian?
I have something in Neapolitan.
Ah, in Neapolitan.
Neanche del Romano,
so I will not understand you.
I was wondering if it's better I read the English translation, so maybe...
Before the original. I'd like to hear the original first.
Yeah. We hear and after...
No?
By Salvatore Di Giacomo.
Before in your language.
Who was Salvatore Di Giacomo?
Salvatore Di Giacomo was a Neapolitan poet, but
when did he live? It's the end of the 19th century.
But many of his songs have been used, many of his poems have also been used as songs. This one, I don't think so, but it's a song in itself. But also Neapolitan, compared with the Italian, is more melody.
More melodies for sure.
I don't know why I found a good poem to bring in.
A lot of singers from the south of Italy, no?
So the title is Pianoforte e Notte. Pianoforte e Notte. Nu pianoforte e notte suona lontanamente. E a musica si sente per l'aria sospira. È luna, dormo vico, goppa sta nonna. È un motivo antico e tanto tempo fa. Dio quante stelle in cielo, che luna e caria dolce. Quanto una bella voce vorrei sentir cantare. Ma solitario e lento more un motivo antico. Se fa più cupo vico dinta l'oscurità. L'anima di mia soltanto rumana sta finestra, aspetta ancora e resta incantandosi a pensare.
Ah, io ho capito abbastanza, cioè perché c'è molto napoletano in Argentina, perfetto. Non parla in italiano, parla in napoletano.
Ok, now
in English?
Piano in the night, plays in the distance, and you can feel the music in the air like a breath. It is 1 o'clock at night, the alley Vico, which is a small alley in Naples, the alley is sleeping under this lullaby. It is an ancient song of many, many years ago. Oh, God, how many stars in the sky, what a moon, and what a sweet air. How much I would like to hear a nice voice singing. But lonely and slow, the ancient song disappears. The alley seems now to get more gloomy in the darkness. Only my soul stays at the window. It keeps waiting and stays enchanted to meditate.
It's an old poem?
It's end of 19th century, I would think. 1980 or something. I don't know, I didn't do any special research. I knew the song.
Ah, you knew the song.
I knew I knew the soft song. Usually there is somebody playing in the background. Yeah. It's not a song.
Okay. No. What's the name of the poet again?
Salvatore Di Giacomo.
I think that there are songs from him also.
Yeah, it's also.
Yeah, because it's familiar to me. Salvatore Di Giacomo.
So, you know, I found it difficult to find the poem because if they are too long, it's boring.
No,
because
yeah.
It's in Italian.
When we read in another
usually,
language.
Usually the poems I like, they are sad.
Yeah, sad. No, this is beautiful.
This is not sad, it's, no, it has no, an atmosphere.
You can,
so,
and you have that image, no?
It's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very
the
nice.
Sound you can hear.
Yes, yes, yes. Very nice.
It's
yes.
So melancholico.
Yeah. Melancholico.
Yeah. Also says how much I would like to hear also a female voice, which is not
the murmur of the sea.
Yeah, you can imagine. And then it slowly, slowly gets fading and almost it becomes a bit more dark place. And he stays there looking at the stars.
Beautiful. The image is very nice. Very nice. Well...
Thank you.
No, thank you for bringing the Italian thing. Celestine in English, no? Roger?
In Tamil, Celestine.
No, it's amazing because, you know, Bala Bhaskar was expecting to come. He's a poet. Bala Bhaskar is a poet. And he promised to come. And today he said that he has to go to Madras. He said, if I don't go to Madras, I'm coming. He didn't come. No, he's a poet also.
60%.
Yeah,
but this is quite easy, I would say.
Yes.
He writes in Tamil?
Okay. He writes in Tamil. It's for this I told him, Meenakshi is not coming, this man, Malagasca is a poet. He said, I'm going to come. And today he said, I have to go to Chennai. If I don't go to Chennai, I'm going to be there. He went to Chennai. Yeah, he's a poet, yeah. Roger, Harris, in English or in French?
Harry.
English.
Nothing in French?
I don't write in French. I wrote in English, but I still could write. It's a book of poems I published 6 years ago called Alchemies of the Night. Pretty good book of poems. And I wrote this poem. It's in Place de Clichy in Paris in 1979, some cafe. Myself, I have a wild Irish imagination. It's all about Indian mythology. And plastically, she's known for other things, sort of a red light district, so anyway, let's play the rest. It's called Saraswati Durga, Autumn's Queen. This came to me, my wild Irish imagination, it's all about mythology, stuff like that. Yeah. Queen of heaven, she walks now close, her breast a rapture of repose, in passion burning undisclosed. And waves of lightning blazing glow upon the oceans of the soul, as darkness wakes to hidden light and silent realms of deathless sight. And forms appear that watch on time, guardians of the sacred shrine that burns like truth within our hearts, where love's strange wonder sunborn starts. And on a world dark veiled by care, eyes of deathless vision stare, through dark drifts of midnight air, towards a summit diamond rare. And now her presence, soft with dream, towards our mystic earth does lean, with eyes that seem a queen's. And now at last, upon all sides, death does fail, love abides, the golden lion goddess rides. That's it, Michael?
Yes, my lord.
Short one?
Yes.
I wrote this in Annecy when I was living in the southwest of France in 1984. It's about Afghanistan. The first country I traveled through when I first came to India, donkeys years ago, in 1978. Mm-hmm. I like Afghanistan. Too bad they had a war now. All that Al-Qaeda, Taliban stuff. Anyways, upon my road, Afghanistan, it's called an Afghan rose. An Afghan rose I gave my love, who said she'd then be mine. Her absence in my heart now grows, a blood-stain dark as wine. And down the hallways of my past, footsteps echo near, as faces stare at me aghast from balustrades of fear. And down the valley horsemen ride, by the night concealed. But when is it a dream decides, what fate must then reveal?
Very nice. Super hot. Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, very nice.
Did the Radio Rumorsville get them?
I believe so.
What is the name of the woman? The radio woman?
Me.
I think so, you know.
Kristen.
Kristen.
Okay. Kristen, thank you for coming. Yeah?
You.
No, you. You.
Yes? Again, Krishna. Krishna, how many are you? How hurried are you to ignite the passion once again, to cover up the whole earth with heavenly stars? Heart vibrates widely, swells up tears in my eyes, fills up every nerve and fiber with joy, makes me dance, dance and dance again. Music is my breath, dance is my life. Oh Krishna with piano, oh Krishna with love. How many are you?
How many are you?
Oh Krishna, each and every note reaches my heart. I hear you speak to me. You say, I love you. But oh Krishna, I cannot answer your call. My heart beats, tears drop, body sobs, thrills me from top to bottom. You are in me, around me. I can only spin, spin and spin again, vibrating in unison with your music. I am a wild girl. Will you dance with me? Oh Krishna, you are the magic of my life. You make me smile, convulse with laughter. Oh Krishna, why have you come? Even the cyclone Thane couldn't move me. Why did you come? Oh Krishna, the wild tempest of my life. Why Krishna? Why did you come? When will you come again to churn the hearts within, to unite us all? Oh Krishna with love, oh Krishna with piano, how many are you?
Very good. Very, very much. Did you write it?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh.
She danced
and
she
danced. Mark Vela.
Yeah. That's powerful, no? Yeah. The poem is like it. Like it. Okay. Did you do something? I think that...
So I'll also read something on Krishna then.
You also?
Read something, a poem called Krishna.
Ah, good.
To follow Celestine.
From?
This is Sri Aurobindo's poem called Krishna. At last, I find a meaning of soul's birth into this universe terrible and sweet. I, who have felt the hungry heart of earth aspiring beyond heaven to Krishna's feet. I have seen the beauty of immortal eyes and heard the passion of the lover's flute and known a deathless ecstasy, surprise and sorrow in my heart forever mute. Nearer and nearer now the music draws. Life shudders with a strange felicity. All nature is a wide, enamored pause, hoping her Lord to touch, to clasp, to be. For this one moment lived the ages past. The world now throbs, fulfilled in me. At last.
Such a beautiful
poem. I would like to read another one, which actually from a poet which Anandi suggested.
Yeah, I say to her if she, because Jorge Luis Borges, Borges for everyone, is well known in all the world, and he was reading in English also. And I suggest to her if you find Borges, it would be nice to bring it. She found it that she liked it, no?
Yes.
I have for me, it was my teacher, my professor in the college. And I have learned a lot from him. He was such a special guy.
He was your teacher in college?
Professor in college, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jorge Luis Borges?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Wow, we are impressed.
I see so naturally. I see so naturally and even so the faces like that.
Because he's one of the great poets of the last
world,
century.
Yeah, but
all.
He was a very simple
writer. Never managed to get the Nobel, that guy.
But he's amazing. Yes, he was almost getting the Nobel and he never did. All political things. I know why.
I mean, you wrote a short story called The Aleph, no?
The Aleph is something that I recommend you. The Aleph is... The short stories of Borges are amazing. He's a good poet. Which one did you...
Adam cast for.
About Buenos Aires. He has thing about Buenos Aires because he was a kind of high middle class. Mm-hmm. And nobody could think that he was really having beautiful poems about the people from the south, I mean, with the knife and nobody, no possible, amazing. He was very special, like all the poets, and he was a kind of, how can I say? He was the only child of a very powerful Argentine class five mother. And we have on Wednesdays, we have some cultural event in the college, and he accepted to come. And at the time he was almost blind, and I had to go to his house to pick him. And that was the best moment for him, because we were walking to the college and coming back once a week from him. He always smiling, you know, and the mother was like, I know, he was a guardian of him, you know. And he was living in a bubble. That was the thing for him. He didn't understand a lot of things outside. He was a poet in life, you know. And he was always used to say, you know, Elva, he didn't call me Anandi. You know, Elva, since I don't see well, I start seeing. Mm-hmm. He was always, every day he was saying that. He was realizing that really, no see well was put him in contact with something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for me, after him, I'm not going to read my poem.
You want to read before?
No. After a few persons. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Was there a garden, or was the garden a dream? I ask myself, slowly in the evening light, almost for consolation, without delight. If that past was real, or if it only seems real to me now in misery, an illusion. No more than a magical show of a god I do not know, but dreamed. And that paradise, vague now, delusion? But I know that paradise will be, even if it does not exist for me. The warring incest of Cain's and Abel's is the tough earth's way of punishing me. Yet, it is a good thing to have known of happiness and to have touched love, the living garden, even if only for a day.
You have to say the title of the poem, Rosa.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. The title is called Adam Cast Forth.
Yes.
Adam Cast Forth. So it is Adam... Reflecting. Because yeah. Missing the title, you could miss the whole point.
Well, we are all Adam somehow, no? But it's clear that it was Adam, no? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, well.
You have something? No.
Ah, yeah.
He wanted... But you read.
He wants something from Shorobindo, we read. But she doesn't feel that the English, her English... Jill can read it.
Yeah, but then it's my voice.
Krishna.
Again. It's nice to hear it in other accents.
Yeah. This is right.
It's not just one accent that is interesting. But Ananda, you read
yours. No, spell. You are right. It's true. Loleh Malte Loleh. You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Right. He reads in Napolitano.
You can read in Colombian.
I read with my New York accent, so
she can read in Colombian, in Colombian way.
We all have accents.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, you are right, Jill. Thank you.
Thoughts and aphorisms?
Aphorisms?
Yeah, it's Sri Aurobindo. When I was asleep in the ignorance, I came to a place of meditation full of holy men, and I found their company wearisome, and the place a prison. When I awoke, God took me to a prison and turned in it into a place of meditation and his trysting ground. Yes, or?
Yeah. Where is the prison, no? Where is the freedom, no? When you see what Sri Aurobindo was living 25 years, any of us could get mad in this little space without going out. He was really free, no? Yeah, has to be there, no?
Can I share something?
Yeah.
About this? When I first came to Pondicherry, after a few days, I had a dream. I dream about Sri Aurobindo room. And I dream about him because I was very much concerned by the fact that he was living for 24, 26 years in that small. So I saw the room in this dream, and when you enter his room, and you enter the real room, the small.
Yeah.
So in the dream, the left side was an open wall with a huge corridor with a kind of penumbra light. And on both sides of this corridor, there were statues, which represent for me, tall statue, like 4 meters, represent for me the statue Victory. Mm. And he used to walk there. I felt he was used to walk there. And then I realized that he was not confined in that small room.
In your dream?
He could, yeah.
In your dream?
He could. And I was so happy at the end. Okay? I had really a war enough for him to be.
He make another corridor for him to walk. That's a beautiful story. Yeah, I kill him. Yeah. If we're a little claustrophobic, we could really need another corridor, no? Nice. And did you see where Champaklan was living?
Yeah.
You know where?
Yeah.
He gave me the name in 86, and when he asked me to come, it was Sri Aurobindo's toilet. Yeah. It was a little more than this. He was living there, inside this place, Champaklan, the last years of his life. In 86, he was there. He gave me the name there.
So when Sri Aurobindo wants to use a bathroom, he has to leave? Or?
No, yeah, in 86, Sri Aurobindo was not there. He left in 1950. And they could share without any problem, for sure. It's amazing because it was a little room. Yeah. I mean, at this time he was not talking anymore, and the face of Champaklan has changed a lot after he didn't speak more. The eyes were like, wow, amazing. Yeah, we are lucky that we were close to all these people. Really, it's like, it's a grace. It's really grace.
Shall I read the other one?
Yes, you do.
I haven't read it at any time.
Yeah, read it.
Sri Aurobindo quotation, I put it here. I think you must have seen
it. It was beautiful. I love the way that you did it. Now, tell us
here. Sri Aurobindo quotation. There must be a few the race of gods on earth. Okay, the title is Race of Gods on Earth. There must be a few race of gods on earth who will at first embody the new power and then radiate it throughout the world like waves. When this force of action is established in the world, humanity will gradually turn towards it. Mm-hmm. This is Sri Aurobindo has said. So I read again for Markwala. A feast to the eye to see the tiny little ants with such steady focus down to the earth racing to move huge objects in nature. A feast to the soul as a huge music box, that means piano, that races across continents, countries, villages, waters, sands, beaches, and cut across caste, classes, ages, sexes, races, religions, reaching men, sun, and stars so as to speak heart to heart, smile eye to eye, hold hand to hand, touch cheek to cheek, embrace one to one, kiss the sleeping soul.
Mm. Very nice.
These are the two I brought.
Well, Spanish has come. Argentinian Spanish. Now, this I would like because it's something that I just wrote in the New Moon. And I'm going to ask you to read it in English.
Oh.
Y contra el horizonte, sobre las altas ramas de mi calle escondida, una islámica luna con los cuernos en alto, Venus cercano late, redondeando la imagen. Noche de abril y luna llena en Realization 2013. If you understand me. Can you explain from a sunset sun?
And on the horizon, over the highest branches in my hidden road, an Islamic moon with the horns up take fire from a sunset summer. Closer Venus beats, rounding the picture, an April night, new moon.
In Realization 2013. Last full moon, really. Okay, well, very small. These are the time I was living here before 86 that I left. And I have quite a few pictures of in other view. I will read two. One that I dedicate to the Banyan Tree, the geographical center for all of you. Pale transparency of shy meringue, homely roots, birds peer, clouds balcony. Pálida transparencia de temblar verde y una raíz amiga, pájaros que se asoman a barandas de nubes. And the other one is, I think that's still the same experience that I still have in Norway. When I go out early morning and I barefoot, it's for this I kick myself when I have accidents, for not using shoes and chappels, and I always feel the same. I have incredible contact with the earth, you know, this is the red, I don't know, it's soft, it's, I don't know, I always, it's like it was in the 80s and it's still being now, it's powerful for me, like she has with the Krishna in the Marvel I have with the earth of Oroville, yeah. And I read before in Spanish. Se me desliza tibia bajo los pies desnudos, descubriéndome el paso, haciéndome posible, tierra roja de Oroville en verano. Sliding warm under my naked feet, discovering my way, making me possible, this red sun, Oroville, summer. I have to say that with Roger Harris and B, it's a very powerful experience in poetry, because I always think that poetry is not possible to be translated. because it's too many things, no? It's the meaning, it's the rhythm, it's a lot of things. And in etymologically, translation and treat is traition. It's the same root etymologically. It's a trait, no? And somehow it's true. And I was feeling bad because, I mean, to be a photographer anywhere in the world, to be a musician, to be a painter, it's okay. But to be a writer, it's frustrating because you cannot communicate with everybody. Mm. It's not, I mean, and it was a moment, I have one or two poems for adults and one for kids. And we started working, do you remember the translation? Possibly he doesn't remember. We were doing in the camp. Some days he came to the camp, some days B came. And I tell you frankly, it's what this is my Rumor of Silence book I wrote, Transcreations, because we did together. And it was such an amazing experience. Sometimes 1 hour like a meditation. And when they left, I changed some words in Spanish in my poetry because it was something like, it was so powerful. And the experience was something that that's possible, no? If you do with somebody else or you feel that you create something else somehow, no? The book of the kids, this idea with B, was very difficult because it's a lot of invented words and the rhythm. If you read Monoso, the book, it's amazing. He did, it's not a translation, it's another poem, no? And it's really beautiful. I didn't bring the kids' book today. Well, what do you think? We join the music now?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that we could, no?
It was very nice being
it
here.
It was nice, no?
Yes. Now we background can.
Yeah, yes. It was beautiful. Yes. And,
was
amazing.
How nice. How lucky we are that we are
you,
here.
Exactly, Manohar. You have said something.
Reading poetry.
It's amazing.
With music. What else?
Yeah, what else we can ask for?
We are privileged.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that we are really privileged.
So it's very nice and, you know, people passing by, they must think that we are sort of a heaven or something.
Yeah,
Elysian enchantment.
Yeah, they don't see the other part of the thing that is quite bad.
Elysian fields, yeah. Where, you know, people spend the afternoon reading poems. It's not always like that, but it's nice when it happens.
No, I really think what happened, that there are the other things also, but these are very powerful, and I think that this keeps us here, no? Mm. Yeah? When you are outside, you remember only these things. When you are here, sometimes you have to pass through the others also. But it's okay, it's part of the game.
Thank you for insisting with me at least for participating.
Yeah, because he was like, I don't know. And I said, well, okay, don't come.
Thank you for insisting.
Yeah, no, because I feel strongly that we want, but yeah, okay, well, no?
Yeah.
And you know that I'm exactly perseverant. Like that, and this is the month of the perseverance. We're going to have a fence.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
Yes.
I want to publish like this in the news and notes. They don't allow.
They did.
Yeah. I had to pay for the whole page. Both sides. Because they say this picture is big, they don't want.
Yeah, because we have.
But my poetry are with. Pictures.
Yeah, mine is very small. Yeah, you
picture. I need pictures. What do you call this? With the picture nice poem? Poetical.
It's a piece of art. I mean, it's okay. I like also to do so, with photography. I have also exhibition with poems and photography, you know. I'm also a photographer. I was for a long time, yeah.
Even after that, he said, don't
it's beautiful to make poetry with pictures. It's amazing.
Other people also will go on. Then it may be thicker. And after some time, you give up.
The artist with my poems and her artwork is very nice.
This is something that I would like to, for the next time, Trovadores is for poetry and music, but I think that little by little, I was doing this in Barcelona when it was not fashion. Yeah. Now everybody does. To put together painters and musicians, now everybody does. Yeah, but at the time, nobody. And we have some evenings amazing in Barcelona, doing this kind of thing with musicians and poetry. Sometimes, basically, my poems,
sometimes bases in paintings.
A bit late.
Yeah, a little late. It's never too late. How are you? Too far away today.
Yeah.
We go there. We go there. We go there now. Yeah, yeah. Ah, they are closing. So thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My neighbor enjoyed looking at horses.